Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Oh my goodness, Christmas will soon be here. I hope you have time to listen today. I've planned some wonderful new as well as old Christmas songs for you. You know, growing up in the Dakotas, we always had snow long before Christmas. Since we have family coming for Christmas from California, I was concerned that we might not have snow up in the mountains for Christmas. But all of my skier friends are now happy. We have snow, and probably by Christmas we'll have even more. The mountains are so beautiful with the pine trees all flocked with snow. I love Christmas and the Christmas story. Yes, a star in the east, a babe in the manger. The story of the birth of Jesus is one that holds a special place in my heart and in the hearts of all humankind, for it is a message of hope and love. You know, Luke 2:11 and 12 describes it this way. "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Yes, that's the essence of the Christmas story. You know, some years ago I went to a church that had a Sunday evening cowboy Christmas program, and I loved it. Oh, they sang all the old familiar carols, and they sung them with the cowboy sound of guitars, but no drums. And then they also sang a new song called Christmas in the Country. It was a song I hadn't heard. Well, this year I ordered some new CDs of Christmas music, and there it was, Christmas in the Country by the Gaither Vocal Band. Since it will remind me, and hopefully you, of Christmas in our childhood, I want to play it for you. You know, I realize that many people don't have warm, wonderful memories of their childhood Christmases. And if you're one of those people, may I offer you an idea? If you have Jesus in your heart, then you can make new Christmas memories for yourself and your family. And I hope you'll let Jesus give you new hope and love as you listen to my program and make my program, Psalms of Hope, part of your Christmas memories. Jesus loves you so much, that's why he came to earth as a baby, to let you know of his love for you. So, here they are now, the Gaither Vocal Band singing Christmas in the Country.
Oh, there's nothing quite like Christmas in the country. A simple joy, a family by the fire, and carols ringing out across the valley. The neighbors that make up the village choir. The joy of Christmas in the country, the love and warmth and gentle memories, and knowing that the simple old love story is waiting in country just for me.
The laughter stops as Dad picks up the Bible. It falls from habit, open to Luke chapter 2. None of us will ever tire of hearing. Children, here is how God came to you.
There were in that same country shepherds watching the flocks at night upon a lonely hill. And with his well-worn voice he tells the story of how God loved us once and loves us still. Joy of Christmas in the country, the love and warmth and gentle memories, and knowing that the simple old love story is waiting in the country just for me. It's waiting in the country just for me.
Oh yes, Christmas in the country. While most of us live in the cities, it brings a certain comfort, doesn't it, to think of Jesus being born in a stable in a little village close to where the shepherds out in the hills were watching over their flocks. The shepherds' hearts must have been filled with amazement and wonder as they rushed to find the baby Jesus in the stable, as the angels told them. You know, in thinking or talking about Christmas, the word wonder comes to our mind so often, doesn't it? The Bible says the shepherds were filled with wonder. Wonder must have been on the faces of the wise men as they saw the star in the east and knew the prophecies of a new king to be born, the Messiah, and decided to follow the star. Wonder seen on the faces of our children when they gaze up at the stars. Wonder. What does the word really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, wonder is astonishment at something awesomely mysterious or new. You know, sometimes we hear the Christmas story so often, we get sidetracked on just the baby Jesus and forget who Jesus really was, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the amazing wonder of his life. Recently in my files, I came across an email with the words from a poem about Jesus. The title is One Solitary Life. The poem was written by Ken Blanchard. Here are some of the words from his poem, One Solitary Life, talking about Jesus. He was born in an obscure village. He never wrote a book. He never went to college. He never traveled more than 200 miles from where he was born. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today Jesus is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever sailed, and all the kings that have ever reigned put together have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as that one solitary life. Oh yes, it's truly so amazing when you think of it. And you know, some years ago, Mark Lowry wrote a song asking Mary if she knew what her baby boy would do. Did she know that one day Jesus would walk on water? Did she know one day he would give sight to the blind? Well, here is Daniel Rodriguez singing it for you now. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver. deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The
That song, Mary, Did You Know, resonates in our heart, doesn't it? It brings the intimacy of Mary and her son Jesus, the Messiah, to us. Well, there's another song I want to play for you next. It's completely opposite in context. The song is O Holy Night, and it's a carol with a strange history. It was written in 1847, and it quickly became the most beloved hymn in France. That is, until the French government found out an unbeliever wrote it and a Jewish composer wrote the music. And then it was banned in France. And yet, the people still loved it. Well, decades later, John Dwight, editor of a music journal, came across the song in French and quickly fell in love with Carol's haunting music. So, he carefully translated it into English, where it quickly found favor in America. Again, many years passed, and on Christmas Eve in 1906, Reginald Fessenden, the chief chemist for Thomas Edison, did something long thought impossible. Instead of the Morse code that the radio operators were used to hearing, suddenly Reginald's voice came over the airwaves as he read the Christmas story from the Book of Luke. He was probably unaware of the sensation that he was causing on ships and in offices as people rushed to their wireless radios to catch this Christmas miracle of a voice reading the Christmas story. Well, after Reginald finished, he picked up his violin and played the haunting melody of O Holy Night, the first song ever sent through the air via radio waves. With such an amazing history, O Holy Night continues to be one of the most beautiful, inspired pieces of music ever created. Listen with me now to O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. In sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
What an amazing carol, sung around the world for hundreds of years. Well, this next song, Where Else Would a Lamb Be Born, is new, at least to me. Let me take you to the place I first heard it. Imagine it with me. As the bus with our group from Guidepost Magazine pulled up to a house on the beach in Southern California, we were greeted with a huge banner that read, Christmas in September. Well, I love Christmas so much, I was delighted. Well, inside the house, there were Christmas trees everywhere, all decorated with silver and blue decorations, and through the large sliding glass doors, the beach and the sun going down over the mountains spread a warm glow over everyone. Shortly, our hostess, Evelyn, introduced us to Daniel Rodriguez, who was there to give us a Christmas concert based on his new CD, A Glorious Christmas. It was wonderful to hear him in person. Most of America knows him as the Singing Fireman. He stood on the rubble after the 9/11 terrorist attack in New York City, and with his marvelous tenor voice sang our national anthem, which helped draw us together as a nation. And now, here was the Singing Fireman, Daniel Rodriguez, in person. Well, with the backdrop of the sun setting on the ocean behind him, Daniel, with his incredible tenor voice, sang a song I had never heard. It's titled, Where Else Would a Lamb Be Born? And here are some of the lyrics. No proper place, no regal palace to receive a royal birth. God's gift of love wrapped in a blanket would be his way to reach the earth. A bed of straw became his cradle, embracing God in human form. One would expect more than a stable, But where else would a lamb be born? Where else would a lamb be born? Well, it brought tears to my eyes as once again I was reminded of God's love for me. And as you listen to Daniel sing, let God express His love for you, too, through this song. And now here's Daniel. Where else would a lamb be born?
No proper place, no regal palace to receive a royal birth. God's gift of love wrapped in a blanket would be His way to reach the earth. A bed of straw became a cradle, embracing God in human form. One would expect more than a stable, but where else could a lamb noble mansion where He would reign in majesty? The path He chose led to an altar where He would give His life for me. A bed of straw became a cradle,
would a lamb be born? No regal palace to receive a royal birth. It's God's gift of love wrapped in a blanket in a stable. Yes, where else would a lamb be born? Oh, as I think of the birth of our Messiah, I've drawn back to the stable and the manger filled with straw. Yes, the stable and farm animals may have seemed a humble beginning for Jesus, but within those stable walls there was the shelter of divine love. And wherever you may be, God's love will shelter you too. Even during the darkest night of your soul, God will love you, will care for you, and comfort you if you ask Him. As you reach out to Him, you will be sheltered and protected by His love. Oh, it's true, you will not see divine love in a physical form as the shepherds did 2,000 years ago. but you can certainly experience the warmth and security of God's presence flowing in and around you. As you embrace the message of love through the Messiah Jesus, you can take His holy message into your heart and live with it each day, fully aware of God's presence. Just as the babe was sheltered by God's love thousands of years ago, so you too can experience Him to be with you. That's God's promise from Matthew 1:23, where it says, "And they shall name Him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Oh, what a wonderful promise. God says in Matthew 1:23 that He will be with you. No matter where you live, no matter what your problems are, God says He will be with you if you ask Him into your heart. That's why He came to this earth, to forgive you of your sins and give you eternal life, but also to be with you while you are here on this earth. That's the promise from Matthew, Emmanuel, God with us. Well, our time together is over, and I pray the music I've played these weeks of the Christmas season have been a blessing and an encouragement to you. I hope you'll email or write to me. What a wonderful Christmas present for me that would be. And if you'd like a copy of this program on CD, just ask for it. It's my gift to you, and you can listen to the music and scriptures again and again. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy. God loves you so much, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.